Senate co-leaders Dean Skelos and Jeff Klein, after a closed-door leaders meeting, say they're hopeful that up to $700 million in tax cuts for businesses and the middle class could be in the state budget. Senator Skelos says it's even possible that an energy tax surcharge that the governor had wanted to extend could also be discontinued.
Very close to having a deal. Be meeting all night, going through, different issues and looking to close down.
The governor and leaders are talking about raising the minimum wage as part of the package and considering a phase-in to $9 an hour over a three-year period. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, while denying that the proposal has been accepted, offered a defense of the idea.
Nobody said I signed off on any plan, but realistically, if we can get a minimum wage that ends at $9 in 2 years, I think we've done a tremendous service.
The budget deal could also include a continuation of a tax surcharge on individuals making more than $1 million a year and couples making more than $2 million annually. That tax was to expire next year in 2014, an election year for the governor and all lawmakers. The proposal would extend the temporary tax on the wealthy into 2015. E.J. McMahon with the conservative think tank the Empire Center says the state may not get as much money, though, from extending the tax on millionaires as lawmakers think.
You're really tempting fate at this point. When you continue to drive up income tax rates on people who are highly mobile economic decision makers, and when you spread the image of New York State as a place that's not friendly to capital, ultimately, people with a lot of money reinvest it largely where they are, among other things, and are themselves investors in economic growth. And if you've got a policy in your state that is alienating to people who have money, you're going to have less money in the state.
McMahon predicts more wealthy people will leave New York. He says with the internet and Skype, it's easy to conduct business from anywhere these days. Ron Deutsch with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness says if the wealthy were going to be driven away by the tax rate, they would have already left, since the tax surcharge has existed in one form or another since 2009.
This is absolutely a fairness issue. I think if you look around the state, we're facing record homelessness, record hunger. We have child poverty rates in many of our cities hovering around 50%. So we absolutely need revenue to address some of these problems.
Lawmakers still hope to have budget bills passed by Friday, but if talks drag on any longer, they may need the governor to issue emergency messages to meet that deadline. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.